If VOA News, they are remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett says she is a firm supporter of the U.S. Constitution. U.S. President Donald Trump announced over the weekend he was nominating Barrett to fill the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett, a former Notre Dame University law professor, is currently a judge on the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In 2016, Barrett said in a speech to students, quote, "We shouldn't be putting people on the court that share our policy preferences. We should be putting people on the court who want to apply the Constitution," end quote. Barrett is a 48-year-old Catholic who has 7 children. She's from the U.S. state of Indiana. An unlawful assembly has been declared in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, just hours after demonstrations ended without many reports of violence. Hundreds of people were gathered downtown into the early morning hours Sunday. One protester lit an American flag on fire, and some protesters were seen shooting fireworks at police. The unrest comes just hours after a right-wing rally and counter-protesters largely dispersed without serious violence on Saturday afternoon. Local law enforcement released a joint statement later, praising the minimal violence. Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. has the number of COVID-19-related deaths globally just a few thousand shy of hitting the somber milestone of 1 million. More than half of those deaths are in just 4 countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Meanwhile, the number of confirmed infections by the current pace will reach another milestone of 33 million before the end of the day. The countries with the largest number of infections are the U.S., Brazil, Russia, Colombia, and Peru. This is VOA News. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday called on Armenia's people to take hold of their future against, quote, "leadership that is dragging them to catastrophe and those using it like puppets," end quote. This followed clashes between Armenia and Azeri forces over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Armenia on Sunday declared martial law and mobilized its male population after the clashes. Turkey has condemned Armenia for what it said were provocations against Azerbaijan. Turkey's president said on Twitter Sunday that he was calling on the entire world to stand with Azerbaijan against invasion and cruelty, adding that Turkey will increasingly continue its solidarity with Baku. Afghanistan's dwindling community of Sikhs and Hindus is shrinking to its lowest levels. With growing threats from the local Islamic State affiliate, many are choosing to leave the country of their birth to escape the insecurity. The once thriving community of roughly 250,000 members now counts fewer than 700. Community's numbers have been declining for years because of deep-rooted discrimination in the majority Muslim country. But without what they say is adequate protection from the government, the attacks by the Islamic State group have heightened the exodus. Press advocates say Asian governments are doing more to harass and arrest journalists reporting on the coronavirus pandemic and to keep accurate news of the crisis from reaching their populations than those in any other region. Tracking by the International Press Institute, a global network of journalists run out of Austria, shows Asia leading in most of its measures of press freedom constraints tied to pandemic reporting, with India being a huge offender. The organization follows arrests and legal charges, restricted access to information, censorship, fake news rules as it deems excessive, and verbal or physical attacks. The 102 arrests or charges IPI has counted to date in Asia, more than those in all other regions combined. The only measure by which Asia comes in second to Europe is in censorship. The Middle East, North Africa region, and Sub-Sahara Africa also tend to rank low on annual press freedom measures. And it's not only the United States where protests against racial injustice are part of the national conversation. A handful of America's critics have taken note, too, using recent months' demonstrations and graphic images of police violence to denounce the country at the United Nations Gathering of World Leaders this year. Iran was one, with its President Hassan Rouhani invoking the killing of George Floyd, the black American who died after a white police officer in Minneapolis pressed his knee against his neck, even as he repeatedly said he could not breathe.